The sale would mean harvest of nearly 31.5 million board feet of wood from 1,208 acres on the road system of North Kyu, about 12 miles southwest of Cake. It's an area that was logged under the Alaska Pulp Corporation's long-term contract in the 70s and 80s, and it's designated by the Forest Service as what's called Phase 1 land under the latest forest plan. Under current lower logging levels on the forest, the agency is planning sales near those lands that have already seen logging and road building. Petersburg District Ranger Chris Savage says a sale like QU will be common under the 2008 plan.
This will be very common in the near future of us implementing the forest plan in these Phase 1 management areas where we have existing rodent networks or where logical extensions to those rodent networks make the best sense.
QU is the second sale decision to come out since the release of the 2008 Tongass Forest Plan. It was ready to come out last year, but a legal agreement blocked release of the QU decision until the overall forest plan was released. The sale would rely on traditional ground-based cable and shovel logging. It would mean construction of 6.5 miles of new road and the reopening of 6.8 miles of old road, with those road costs totaling $1.8 million. The Forest Service plans to close the roads along with another 10.5 miles of road after the logging happens. Savage says the plans have changed for the sale a little bit.
We dropped the helicopter units that were in the roadless area. We went with more conventional, even age management harvesting that focused on timber economics as well. And primarily kept our footprint within the roaded corridor and in that Phase 1 management area.
Preliminary agency calculations for the economics of the sale show it would lose money for a purchasing company. That's despite the lower cost traditional logging methods, as well as limited road construction and the existing road infrastructure and transfer facilities in place. Savage says the high costs of barging timber hurt the economics of the QU sale.
To barge timber from QU to either Prince of Wales Island or down to Ketchikan or hopefully in the future to Wrangell, that's what we're seeing driving the economics down.
Economics of the harvest could change once the agency gets a better idea of the wood that's available for logging, and also depend on how road construction costs are factored into a sale contract. The Forest Service estimates the sale could provide between 124 and 176 jobs, as well as at least $4.8 million in income to the industry. Wrangell resident and Alaska Forest Association board member George Woodbury says the sale should be a moneymaker for the timber industry.
The one thing that is difficult right now, the hemlock market's not real strong, and there's a high percentage of hemlock, but it's all good hemlock, and a lot of the timber that is logged there has been sawn in the Wrangell sawmill, so in the past, and it's no reason why the Forest Service can't put together a good economic sale there.
Woodbury says the sooner the better for offering up QU wood for sale. Like other sale plans that have come out in recent years, the QU harvest would allow a company to export some of the lower grade wood. However, the AFA's Woodbury says industry would rather keep processing jobs in the region.
Some mills have taken advantage of that to make it economic, and of course, in the long run, we hope it's a short-term fix. We're not in favor of exporting anything. We want to saw it all or produce it all here and that we log, at least the hemlock and spruce, the major species. But in the short run, when you have a problem with the Forest Service being able to put economic sales together, this is a way of keeping everybody alive anyway.
Concerns over the sale plan have focused on the island's fish and wildlife. Residents in nearby Cake have expressed fears over the continued impacts to traditional use of QU's plants and animals. In the past, the organized village of Cake has opposed more logging on North QU due to impacts of previous harvests on deer populations. The island has one of the highest densities of black bears in North America, and it's a popular destination for out-of-state hunters as well. The Forest Service's Savage says some of the planned road closures are in response to concerns over impacting the bear numbers by an increase in road access. He also says the agency considered past and proposed logging effects on QU streams.
So we did further analysis looking at individual small sub-watersheds and looking at the existing stream channel conditions, woody debris, pools, fish habitat, things like that, and looked at past harvest activities to see if there would be any additional effects associated with that. Since a lot of the logging had occurred almost 20 years ago, we're seeing the recovery of vegetation growing in those clear cuts, and so the cumulative watershed effects were pretty minimal.
Meanwhile, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council's Mark Gannett says his organization has some concerns with the impacts on deer winter habitat, and they're taking a hard look at the QU decision, but would not say whether they plan to appeal this sale. There is a 45-day appeal period for the agency's decision, and that ends July 25th. If there are no appeals on the sale, industry could see QU timber offered up sometime in 2009. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.